All right. Welcome, everyone, to Sports Talk with Sebastian. We got the legend, and we got Dragonfly.
Who's Dragonfly?
Dragonfly? What do you mean, who's Dragonfly? Usually people refer to me as Double D, Dr. Dragonfly. And if you're wondering why, I'm Dr. Dragonfly.
More like Dr. Death. I mean,
and by the way, I didn't give myself this name. Other people named me Dr. Dragonfly.
Oh, really?
Dragonflies, that's what they probably call you. Know,
I wouldn't tell people that.
As you may or may not know, dragonflies have the greatest sight of any living organism. They can see farther. They can see better. They can see things that nobody else can see. Hence, Dr. Dragonfly or Double D.
Wow.
I just got sick in my mouth.
Okay. Wow.
I hope you had some. I hope you had a paper and a notepad because I might have talked too fast for you.
Well, the legend is coming in here with some confidence from his self-appointed title of best college football week 2 picks.
I called them all.
That's
a fact.
According to allegedly called them all.
Called all what?
The college football games from week 2. But okay. Definitely a lot of confidence coming in here.
I have Miami over Texas A&M, I had Duke over Lafayette, just for the record.
Oh, wow. No one could have picked that one. Yeah.
Who had Texas over Alabama?
Me.
That's not true. That is not true.
It's a fact.
That was absolutely big time.
This is why I'm glad we're recording things now, because Sebastian likes to rewrite history.
I agree. Well, I don't agree with that.
What did you guys think about the college, the Alabama Texas, real quick before we move on to the NFL? What did you guys think about Alabama Texas?
One word: predictable.
Oh my god.
I don't know that it was predictable, but I will say this: the two interceptions thrown by the Alabama quarterback show his lack of maturity. Bryce Young would never have thrown those interceptions. And those two interceptions were absolutely pivotal in the game. I mean, Alabama usually just doesn't make mistakes like that. They just don't turn the ball over. Their offense was not dynamic at all. So I think Alabama's going to – I mean, I'll tell you something. Alabama, to me, as good as Texas looked, I thought Alabama looked bad.
Yeah.
Those interceptions – I agree with you for the most part. Those interceptions – the first one was just a great play by the defensive guy. He did a very good job. The second one was just the most obvious interception. It was a very, very poor read. He completely stared down his receiver. So that one looked really bad. And that one basically sealed the game. So, for the most part, I agree with you. But I do think that Texas overall did play a very good game.
I would just say, so that we can get up front in a here in the podcast, that, you know, even the legend can be wrong sometimes. And I'm on record as saying that the transfer portal was going to become an issue with college football because teams like Alabama and, you know, Clemson and like the same old team, Ohio State, that are in the playoff, would just continue to be in the playoffs because they're just going to get the best transfers every year. But maybe it's leveled the playing field a little bit because they were always getting the best players anyway. So people like Saban and what's his name at Clemson, like they're going to get exposed. It's like, maybe you're not the best coach. Maybe you're just at the best school that's going to recruit the best players regardless. So it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Well, I mean, I think Nick Saban is still – I think also recruiting and getting guys to transfer to your school are kind of in the same area, in my opinion. So I don't think there's like different skills. But I mean, overall, I think, listen, here's the thing with Alabama. I have not given up on them. In fact, I still think they can make the playoffs. I think that their main issue right now, they just need to find their identity. You know what I mean? They got to accept that quarterback. I think he definitely struggled.
Find their identity mean that they're not losers?
No, here's the thing. If they build their offense around him, because he is not even locked in as a starting quarterback, but if they actually build the offense around him, his ability to, like Kirk Herbstreit was saying, throw the deep ball, and his ability to run, if they build it around that, he can be a dynamic player. He can be a phenomenal player. So I think that they just need to build their offense around him, create their identity, and there's no one stopping them after that. So I think Alabama still got it, but still great win for Texas overall.
All right, let Double D comment on the transfer portal. I think that's a good point, Sebastian. Good point, Legend. But let me comment on the transfer portal. So I think that it's, you know, you saw the two different philosophies in Nebraska and Colorado. Matt criticized primetime building from the outside in, using the transfer portal to essentially build a team overnight.
Matt Rhule should have tried the same thing.
Well, this is my point. So instead, he says, no, no, I'm going to build from the inside out. I'm going to recruit young guys, and I'm going to turn them into champions. Primetime says, I'm just going to recruit champions. So I think that you see the power of the transfer portal in University of Colorado. Deion Sanders essentially created a top 20 team overnight using the transfer portal.
I don't think there's another person slash coach that could pull off what Deion Sanders did, though. Like, name another coach that just show up at a school and say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of everyone and bring in an entire team. And he attracts that. And I give him credit for it. I'm rooting for him.
I don't disagree, but I do think that there are other coaches. And I'll just say Sark. I know Sebastian doesn't like Sark, but I will say that these people that are perceived as offensive-minded guys, if a coach like Sark will attract a Quinn Ewers and will attract top wide receivers, will attract backs. And in today's day and age, all these guys aren't willing to wait. If you're a great high school player, you want to start day one.
These kids are not attracted to winning a championship. They're attracted to putting up big numbers that's going to put them in the NFL. That's what they're attracted by.
That is correct. And so if they can play for a guy like Prime, or they can play for a guy like Sark, then they're going to be attracted to that. And they don't want to sit. They want to play day one. And so the transfer portal, you know, Quinn Ewers is up at Ohio State, and he's going, I might have to wait my turn. You know what? I think I'm going to go play for Sark at Texas and just get it going. So anyway, I think it's super interesting. I think you're right. Matt Rhule is going to be proven to be wrong. The old thinking is recruit a bunch of great guys out of high school and mature them over 4 years. That's not a thing anymore. The new thinking
Matt Rhule thought that he was attracting a certain kid. And what he's really doing was turning him off. Like, nah, I'm not doing that. Agreed. And that old school thinking.
I agree. Totally agree. All right.
The transfer portal is definitely going to affect the future of college football for sure. And I mean, also think about NIL.
Thank you for chiming in, Sebastian. I forgot you were here.
I wanted to let you guys talk it out, but I do think the NIL.
He's hosting.
The NIL is also going to impact things. Now, part of me thinks to myself, well, it's kind of, players have always really been paid under the table, if we're being honest. But at the same time, I worry about guys going to certain schools, like, speaking of Quinn Ewers, who went to Ohio State for the sole reason that he thought he could get a better NIL deal there. So
I don't think any quarterback should want to go to Ohio State. Their track record of turning quarterbacks into professional
money talks.
Athletes, you know, money makes is it, zero.
Money talks, and people want to make the most money. They want the best opportunity for that. And I kind of worry about how that's going to impact the future of college football, but it's going to be interesting.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now that players like Caleb Williams and big-time quarterbacks are getting paid not insignificant amount of money to play, does that keep them in college football longer or not?
I think it would. It depends. The big-time guys, I would say no. Because the big-time guys, they can go to the NFL, and they're going to get their money there. So I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
Well, the rumor is that Caleb Williams wants to play all 4 years in college. Like, he's not coming out for the draft this year. And I thought, well, the only reason for that is he's getting paid so much money to play college football.
Yeah,
Why rush it?
I think the answer is it depends upon what type of a player you are. I mean, you know, there are some types of players that, you know, we know. For example, the quarterback for Georgia the last several years. You know, that guy won a couple of national championships, and he's never going to play in the pros. So he could have so he's the kind of guy that needs to stay in college and get paid in college because he's not a pro player. Right. If you're a pro player, I think, like Sebastian said, the money's in the NFL. So sure, you can get NIL money, but nothing like NFL money. But if you're like that chump at Georgia, whose name I can't even remember, then you got to stay in college.
Who knows, though? I mean, look at Brock Purdy. Everyone said he was never going to make it to the NFL. He got the last pick and then, you know, ended up now he's going to be a starter. So we'll see.
Yeah, there are examples of people that walk on or are that are late round draft picks that are successful. But those are the exception. And we're going to get into the NFL, but I'm going to predict Brock Purdy bust.
I disagree.
Let's hop into that right now. You want to get into the NFL talk? So,
well, I want to get into the NFL talk, but I'm not going to let that slide. Brock Purdy, do I think he is a top quarterback? No. But do I believe in Kyle Shanahan and the system? Yes. So, Brock Purdy is like Trent Dilfer. Like, it's like, okay, you know, with the Buccaneers, terrible. With the Ravens, okay, just go do your job and you'll win a Super Bowl. So do I think Brock Purdy on a lot of teams would be good? No. But with the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, not betting against them.
I think that the 49ers system is independent of a great quarterback. We all know that. Jimmy G wins, for Christ's sake. And so, sure, could Purdy win there? Yeah, he could win there. But I suspect that he's not.
So the Dragonfly is agreeing with me. This is where this is going.
No, the Dragonfly is saying that it's a system, not a quarterback.
And that's what I just said.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is that Purdy's going to make mistakes. And when he makes mistakes, then more pressure is going to come on him because he's a young guy. And I think he's going to have a bad year.
I think Brock Purdy has the maturity to get through said mistakes. That's what I think.
Well, we're going to find out. Again, last year he had zero pressure on him. Zero. Now he has all the pressure on him, and that changes the fold.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely think he he's definitely going to have more pressure on him than he has in years past. But I still feel like the legend is right that he has a good system around him. And even a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, who's terrible, can be able to succeed in that system. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is one of the great offensive minds in the NFL right now.
And they have a great defense. It doesn't have to be all on him. You know, you can turn around and hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey or whoever the running back is at that given moment, and dump the ball off to Deebo Samuel. Like, there's a lot of weapons, so it's not about him. And I expect Kyle Shanahan to coach him up and take the pressure off him and be successful this year.
Well, I'm interested now to go and talk about the NFL. So I just want to go top to bottom. Who do you think is going to win each division? So with the AFC East, you guys got Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, or Jets in that one?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking both of you. You want to start with Dragonfly?
Sure. Obviously, I can see farther than anybody else. I might as well set the tone. Obviously, the AFC East is one of the easier calls. So I'm glad you started with that. Should be little controversy here. The New York Jets are going to win the division. Aaron Rodgers is poised to have another MVP season. They've got a revamped offense. They are ready to go. They've got a great defense. Saleh has matured as a coach. The New York Jets will win the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills are a tough team, no question about that. Listen, we're going to learn a lot on Monday night. That is going to be a tremendous game that's really going to set the tone for the AFC East. The Bills are a great team. They will finish a close second. The Dolphins, look, Tua injury prone. I doubt he'll last the season. I'm not hoping he doesn't last the season, but I doubt he'll last the season. And then the Patriots, Patriots are a terrible team. They'll finish last.
I mean, here's the thing. First of all, you're overlooking Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is
great
a guy
player.
Who can...
Not overlooking him. Josh Allen, great player.
I can't put Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we're going to find out on Monday night what that matchup's going to be like. But, I mean, overall, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he hasn't proved anything to me. I mean, he is not – I'm going to be honest, he has not proved anything to me. He hasn't proved that he can win in a good division. He hasn't proved to me he can win in the playoffs. All right. He's always folded against good teams. When you look at Tua, I mean, Tua, he has been plagued by injuries in the past, but many of which were not, like, injury-prone type injuries. They were times where he was hit unfairly. So I think Tua is a great quarterback, and he was really shining before his injuries. And then Josh Allen, I don't know. If I had to pick, I would pick the Bills, but I think that that division is too good for Rodgers to keep on winning those good games. So I'm going to pick the Bills there. I think the Jets will finish third.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, you're going to be wrong about that.
Yeah. All right.
Is Monday Night Football, is it Bills-Jets? Is that right?
Yeah. Bills-Jets, Monday night.
Yes.
Where's the game?
It's, I believe, in Buffalo.
Okay. So I'd like to chime in. I think I was on mute. What I'd like to say is...
No, it's in New York. It's in New York.
I would not bet against the Jets this year. And the reason I say that is, as a lifetime Buccaneer fan, I know the power of a MVP quarterback. And if you think that a guy like Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, you are mistaken. So I expect great things from the Jets this year.
Totally agree. One of my favorite sayings is those who have chips on their shoulders put chips in the bank.
I mean, listen, if you guys want to be the ones who, you know, pick Aaron Rodgers at the end of the year saying, ah, he choked again like he does every year, that's fine. Personally,
but
I'm
you've always been an Aaron Rodgers hater.
I'm gonna be that guy. That's fine. I'm just saying. Personally, I wouldn't. But,
why are you such an Aaron Rodgers hater every year?
When has he won a Super Bowl? I don't remember him winning Super Bowl in years. Actually, over a decade now. So I can't.
This is coming from the guy who says that Baker Mayfield's going to win the MVP every year.
I still believe he will win MVP once, but we're going to get to that in a little bit. For now, let's
wrap up the AFC East. The Jets and the Bills are both going to be in the playoffs, in my view. The Dolphins, no. Tua's
You're sleeping on the Dolphins.
I'm going Bills, Jets, Dolphins, New England. That's my prediction.
I got Bills, Dolphins, Jets, New England.
Okay, well, the Jets are going to finish first, the Bills second, the Dolphins third, and the Patriots last. All right, let's move on.
All right, for AFC North, Ravens with Lamar Jackson, the Bengals who just signed Joe Burrow to that huge contract, and Deshaun Watson and the Browns, and then the Steelers with Kenny Pickett.
All right, go ahead and start, Legend. I got my own thoughts.
Okay, I'll start. I'm going to go with the Bengals first, Ravens second, Steelers third, Browns in the basement.
Well, the Legend is 100% correct. Joe Burrow is for real. There's no question that the Bengals are the class of the AFC North. In fact, in my view, it's the only good team in the AFC North. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have a little bit of a chip. I'm going to pick the Ravens second. I mean, picking between third and fourth, I mean, like, honestly, who cares? The Steelers are no good, and the Browns are no good.
The only thing I'll say about that is I think there is a possible for three teams from the AFC North to make the playoff because of their schedules. And Tomlin has never finished less than 500 any season. So I could see them sneaking into the playoff in a weird way.
Kenny Pickett is no good. And you can't win in the NFL with a quarterback quarterback that's no good. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I don't like Kenny Pickett at all. In fact, I would put Mr. Trubisky over him.
Neither Pickett nor Deshaun Watson.
I'm not betting on Pickett. I'm betting on Tomlin.
Yeah, okay. No. The answer is no. But okay, they're going to finish third anyway. Lamar Jackson, I actually think that the Ravens have a shot this year at returning to some greatness.
I think the Ravens for the first time have more than a defense and a quarterback. I think they are I think the offense gets opened up a little bit more this year than traditionally the way they've played offense. I think they're going to open up a little bit more.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Bengals. I mean, Joe Burrow, you know, he just got paid. Now he knows that the organization has confidence in him. I think that that's going to be great. Whereas the exact he and the organization do not have confidence in each other. There was a whole drama during the offseason where he wanted to be traded. It was a whole situation. That does not breed confidence in a team. Whereas Joe Burrow getting that huge extension, that does. And so I think, honestly, for that reason, I really think that because this division, in my opinion, comes down to the quarterbacks. And so I think I'll go Joe Burrow with the Bengals and then the Ravens and then Browns, Steelers, both missing the playoffs there. But it'll definitely be an interesting division to watch for sure.
Okay. No one cares about the AFC North anyway. Next.
Agreed.
I think the Bengals could really
the AFC South, for God's sake, I'll kick this one off. Again.
All right, AFC South. We got the Texans, Colts, Jags, and the Titans.
Yeah, nobody cares about the AFC South either. I will say, obviously, I'll take the popular pick. I mean, the Jaguars learned how to win the first time last year. I do believe that Trevor Lawrence is for real. So the Jaguars are going to win that division going away. And again, the other three teams are just no good. I mean, I like Ryan Tannehill. And I do think that Titans have a decent offense. They're going to finish second. The Texans, CJ Stroud, and let me tell you, Anthony Richardson is going to be one of the greatest busts of NFL history. He's just awful. So what's going to happen is the Texans are going to finish in third, and in the Indianapolis Colts will be one of the worst, if not the worst team in the NFL this year.
No, I agree. And I think here's the thing with rookies. I'm normally on rookie quarterbacks. I'm like, give them time to develop. Here we go. C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson are terrible for different reasons, but C.J. Stroud did not impress me at all. In fact, I think he's even worse than Justin Fields. Anthony Richardson, I mean, I don't think he was a bad quarterback in college, but he doesn't fit the NFL play style. I don't think he makes good decisions on the field. There's a lot of interceptions.
Well, this is easy. Look, this is easy. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State, bust. So, it's like Richardson – incredible athlete, but to both your points, like not sure how that translates to the NFL. Everyone's a great athlete. And who's his running back? Anyone know? Exactly. Deion Jackson. So no running game. Your best wide receiver is who? Michael Pittman Jr. So no talent around him. Worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, no,
they're going to be up there with the Cardinals and the Buccaneers as one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Not the Buccaneers, but we'll get to that later. Yeah, I'm going with the Jaguar Titans.
All right, Texans.
Actually, I would put the Colts over the Texans. I think Anthony Richardson's a better player than C.J. Stroud, and I think quarterbacks are important. So, AFC West, we just saw already a game from this with the Chiefs going down. You get the Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. What do you think about that? Chargers had a terrible playoff loss last year. Chiefs obviously coming off that Super Bowl win. Russell Wilson coming back for his return, and then Jimmy Garoppolo on the Raiders. I mean, it's going to be a lot of interesting situations in the AFC West.
All right, who's leading it off?
Well, Sebastian, why don't you lead it off? You haven't led one off yet.
All right. So here's the thing. Russell Wilson, I like the guy. You know what I mean? I root for him a lot of years.
We know.
Okay. All right. Listen. He was absolutely atrocious last year. And now they got this new coach, but it's a whole situation where he's saying, oh, Russell's being too Russell-y or whatever he said. And Sean Payton kind of came in with an attitude that I don't really like.
Are you kidding? I love it.
John Payton. I'm not gonna let that slip.
Are you upset that he told your guy Russell Wilson to stop kissing the babies and this is not Russell Inc.,
Sean Payton and Russell Wilson are absolutely polar opposites. I mean,
Sean Payton Sean Payton told Russell Wilson exactly what everyone's been thinking. He just said it out loud and said it to his face, and I respect it.
Well, it's not going to work. That system is not going to work. I feel bad for Russell because I think he still has good years left in the tank, but
bad for Russell Wilson?
He cannot play in Sean Payton's system, so unfortunately, I can't pick the Broncos to be good. The Chiefs, I'm not worried about. They looked fine. Once Kelce comes back, they're going to be fine. I'm not worried about them. I definitely predict that they'll win the division. Garoppolo is terrible. I don't think the Raiders will be any good. Justin Herbert, I like him, but I don't know. I always feel like the Chargers are like the Angels of the NFL. I mean, they have some good guys on the team. I just do not trust the Chargers to win any serious games. And after that terrible playoff loss last year, I got to say it's going to be the Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
I got to chime in here. It's going to be Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. And I'm going to say that the coach of the Chargers should be Sean Payton. That's what's holding them back, is the head coach that gets them over the hump, because there is a lot of talent on that team. A lot of talent on both sides of the ball. And that's holding them back from overtaking the Chiefs. So those are my predictions. And Russell Wilson, he should be thankful for Sean Payton. Best thing that happened to him.
Look, I think you guys are largely correct, except one slight deviation. Again, two teams good, two teams awful. The Raiders and the Broncos aren't even worth discussing. Honestly, it's not even worth discussing. I'm not even going to get into it. They're both going to be awful. And I actually think that Russell Wilson and Jimmy Garoppolo are nice people, but time has left them. Look, the Chargers and the Chiefs are for real. The Chargers are going to win this division. Again, you have to learn to win. And they are learning to win. I think the Chiefs are going to have some complacency.
Are you kidding me?
Like the legend said, the Chargers were very close last year. I do agree their coach is terrible. They've got Khalil Mack. They've got Justin Herbert. These guys are learning to win. You got to learn to win before you win. And you can't just go from zero to a legend to success in the NFL. You got to learn to win. There's so many close games. So the Dragonfly, Double D, has the Chargers winning this division. Chiefs will clearly get in the playoffs, no doubt. Wow. And the Raiders and the Broncos, again, no sense even discussing them. Russell Wilson and Jimmy G, nice guys, careers are over. They belong in the broadcast booth.
Wow. I think Sean Payton could run Russell Wilson out of town after the big contract. Sean Payton is more important to the Broncos than Russell Wilson. Wilson's not used to that. So do I think Russell Wilson's a good guy? I don't care. I think he's a loser and not a leader. And if he doesn't put it together in the first six games of the year, watch out.
Yeah, don't disagree.
No, I really think that this is like the equivalent to like Reggie Bush getting drafted by Sean Payton. Is like how he did not fit that system at all, and that basically killed his career. But I just think that, like, this is once again Russell Wilson and Sean Payton do not mesh well in each other's systems. He's going to try and turn him into like a Taysom Hill. He's not what he needs to be. So,
but the difference is the coaches. You know, what's his name? Hackett, who was the coach of the Broncos last year. Like, he had to, like, cater to Russell Wilson. Now Sean Payton comes in with a Super Bowl and huge success everywhere he's gone. It's not about Russell Wilson anymore. It's about Sean Payton. And if Russell Wilson doesn't get it together, game over.
All right. I don't disagree.
NFC East.
All right. NFC East, who's going to lead it off?
Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, the Commanders. I mean, listen, I think you should think Sam Howell, he's got a legit future. I think Sam Howell, I'd love him in college. What'd you say?
Thurston Howell?
Sam Howell, he's got a legit future. But here's the thing. This division comes down to one person and one person only. And I said this for years. You guys denied me. You guys said I was wrong. Jalen Hurts, I've said for years, is the next Russell Wilson. He's an incredible player. Incredible, incredible player. He showed that to you guys last year. Jalen Hurts, Eagles, easily.
Don't insult Jalen Hurts.
So who do you think is going to be number two?
I would go Jalen Hurts, and then I'd go I like Daniel Jones a lot, actually. So I'd go Eagles, Giants, Commanders, Cowboys.
Wow. Cowboys in the cellar after a great year last year.
Let me chime in here. Wow. I'm going Cowboys, Eagles, Giants in that order. Commanders last. That's my order. I think the Cowboys have a great regular season, as usual. I think they get over the hump a little bit on the offense. And the defense, very good, well coached up. Not a great head coach. Will never be a head coach again. Shouldn't be. But they, I think they have a great regular season. I think the Eagles fall back a little bit after the Super Bowl that they were in. Make the playoffs, however. And those are my predictions.
All right, wow, I like
very
it.
Confident.
All right, here's Double D. Look, the NFC East has three mediocre teams and one terrible team. The Washington Commanders are a terrible team. I mean, you can't have Sam Howell.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, who's he going to throw to Marianne and the professor? I mean, come on. This is the NFL, for God's sake. So the Commanders are an awful team, and they also are dysfunctional. Then there's three mediocre teams. The Cowboys, the Giants, and the Eagles are all mediocre. They're all wannabe teams. They all have mediocre quarterbacks, mediocre surrounding offensive players, and mediocre defense. So, I mean, the truth is the NFC East has no chance of making any significant impact in the NFL this year. How would I pick the three mediocre teams? It's a little bit of a toss-up, frankly, because they're all middle of the road. They're all 9-win teams. I don't like Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to fall back this year, so I'm not going to pick the Eagles to win. Daniel Jones is just not a great quarterback, and I do think Dak's got a chip, and those with chips have chips. So I am going to pick the Cowboys to win this division. I'm going to pick the Eagles in second, the Giants in third, and the Commanders.
Taking the Cowboys over the Eagles.
So the same as me.
Yeah, the same as you, but being clear that those three teams are all mediocre. There's not a great team in the NFC East.
I mean, yeah, the Eagles are incredible, and I don't know why you're trying to dumb down the Eagles. And the Giants are better than the Cowboys, for sure. I mean,
all right.
Yeah. The Cowboys, yeah, I do not believe in them. Moving on to the NFC North. Now, this is a funny division because I think this might be the worst division in the NFL. I don't think there's a single good quarterback in this division. I don't think there's a single good team. Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. And because of that, I really think that the Lions kind of have an open path. I mean, I like Kirk Cousins, but, I mean, he's just never really impressed me. He's never really broke out into the way that I wanted him to. He's never had that MVP season that I wanted him to. Justin Fields is awful. I mean, genuinely, Justin Fields is like one of – he is arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL. I mean, the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's just, I don't even know what they're going to do with Jordan Love. So, I mean, overall, I'm not a huge Jared Goff guy. I'm not a huge Lions guy. But I think that the Lions really, I mean, after seeing how they played against the Chiefs on Thursday night, I think this division's kind of open for the Lions to sneak in. I don't think they'll last in the playoffs, but I think the Lions will take it.
I agree with you, Sebastian. This is the division of just okay teams, and it's wide open. Personally, I hope the Lions win it. I root for Jared Goff. You know, the guy has overcome having a terrible coach in Fisher and then having a Super Bowl coach in McVay. And when he left to go to the Lions, everyone bet against him, said he was a McVay guy. He won't find success anywhere else. And I like that he has won without a big ego, without calling attention to himself, just team guy. So I'm rooting for the Lions. But I mean, it's just a who cares division. It's a bunch of average teams at best.
All right, yeah. Listen, sports fans, sharpen your pencils. Here comes Double D. Look,
wow.
The NFC North has one really, really, really good team, one mediocre team, and two terrible teams. The Lions are a good team, and if you don't see that, then you really don't have the expertise that it takes to be on a podcast like this. Let me tell you, Jared Goff, he is a system quarterback, but he's in a system that works. The Lions are coming. We're coming. The Vikings are not a terrible team. They're mediocre, but they're not a terrible team, and they've got an experienced quarterback. Cousins has gas in the tank. They'll finish a close second. And listen, don't count the Vikings sneaking into the playoffs. Again, the Bears and Packers, not even worth discussing.
Okay. Double D became DS. Okay. Deion Sanders with your We're Coming. But
we're coming.
But I'm just going to say the Vikings last year, I think they won more games by a single possession or single digits than any team in the NFL. So, you know, they're either going to be really bad or they're going to be okay. But I'm not ready to get on the Vikings bandwagon just yet. I'm a Kirk Cousins fan.
Me too.
But I'm not quite there yet on the Vikings.
Well, but I'll just restate. One very good team, one pretty good team, and then two terrible teams.
I
would
not
call
mine
very good.
I agree with that.
But take advantage of the poor division.
The Lions are a good team. Do not underestimate them.
I agree with you, but I don't think they're a...
They can go far in the playoffs.
Well, look, I'm not rooting against them. I'm a Dan Campbell fan. I'm rooting for the Lions as one of the original teams out there. I think it's better for the NFL when the Lions are good than not. I just need a little bit more convincing before I go there.
All right, let's move on.
On to the NFC South. Yeah, we got the Falcons, Panthers, Saints, and Bucks. The Bucks definitely going to be a hot topic in this podcast. So, I mean, I'll let the legend start since he's a Bucs fan, so I'll let you start with that.
Well, let me start by saying I hope the Buccaneers lose every football game this year.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You know, it's a quarterback league, and the Buccaneers do not have a quarterback. They signed Baker Mayfield to a very friendly contract, 1 year, I think $7 or $8 million, which is nothing for a quarterback in the NFL. My concern is that he's just good enough that they sign him to a longer deal to just be mediocre at best for many years to come. That's my concern. I think there's more talent on the Buccaneers than people are giving them credit for, but I do not need years of mediocrity by a Baker Mayfield contract being signed. So I'm going to say that. I think the NFC South is a terrible division. I think the Panthers are going to be bad. I think the Falcons will be okay at best. I think the Saints are overrated. And I'm not terribly interested in the NFC South this year.
Wow. I'm going to keep this all on record. I mean, rooting against your own team, that is pretty serious stuff. I mean, listen.
Well I'm just being honest. You root for the Seahawks and make big statements.
Baker
the beginning
Mayfield,
of, you make all these big statements about the Seahawks every year, and then you like try to back it up, and then you hide from it at the end of the year like it didn't happen. I'm just being honest.
I mean, listen, but you we've talked about this on the podcast multiple times, but Baker Mayfield is a very good quarterback. He's had some injuries. He had some stuff. He played through terrible shoulder injury.
History's the best indicator of the future. What makes you say that Mayfield is a very good quarterback?
Mayfield is very talented. He can run. He has a good arm. He plays through injuries. He's a good leader. I think that Mayfield can definitely have what it takes. I've said for years that he's going to win the MVP one day, and maybe it's this year. I think Baker Mayfield is... He's really got what it takes. So
the only thing that Mayfield has this year that he hasn't had in the past is talented wide receivers. The problem is the offensive line stinks and there's no run game. So, you know, do I think he could put up big numbers? Sure, because he's going to be playing from behind and has Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and a bunch of talent around him in receivers. But don't get your hopes up.
I think the Bryce Young is a wild card, although I do think he's the best quarterback to come from this past class. I'm really excited about Bryce Young. So overall, I would go and the thing is with the Saints, I like Derek Carr, but I don't know if he has it in him. I would honestly maybe even start Winston over Carr. I like Jameis a lot. This is a tough division. I don't think any of these teams will win the Super Bowl, but I'd go probably Buccaneers, Panthers, Saints, Falcons. What do you think, Dragonfly?
I think Dr. Dragonfly feels that we've spent way too much time on the NFC South. This is a quarterback league,
and there are four awful quarterbacks in this division, actually awful quarterbacks. We have Bryce Young, who's going to be terrible. We've got Derek Carr, who, look, he used to be decent, but, you know, he's not going to flourish in the Saints offense. We've got Baker Mayfield, who, you know, maybe he can flourish. But, you know, the question is, who in the land of the blind is going to be the one-eyed king? That's the question for the NFC South. This is the land of the blind. So the question is, who's the one-eyed king? And my suspicion is, and again, I hate to spend any time on talking about four awful teams, but it's going to be either the Bucks or the Saints. The Falcons and the Panthers have no hope. So, you know, just out of sheer being a Floridian now, I'm going to go for the Bucks on top, the Saints number two, and then the Panthers and Falcons. But remember, we're talking about the land of the blind here.
I know. I'm just saying, talk about the irony that, you know, the one Bucks fan says, oh, we're going to be last.
I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm a fan of none of these. I picked the one-eyed
man. No. I'm saying that because the legend is a Bucks fan, and that the two non-Bucks fans say, oh, the Buccaneers are going to be first place.
Listen, to be fair to the legend, he wants them to get rid of Baker Mayfield because he doesn't think they can take him. Oh, he can take him to the prize.
Well, of course, that's what I think. That any Buccaneer fan thinks that. Do I think Baker Mayfield has the best talent around him that he's had ever? Yes. Do I want him to win? No.
Well, this is Baker Mayfield's last chance. This is his last.
Yes.
Someone told me yesterday it's the third team.
I told you that.
Yeah.
That the only quarterback in history to have started week one for three different teams in three consecutive seasons, which is a record that will never going to be impossible.
There's a reason for that. It's because Baker is a good quarterback. People see the vision.
It's because he's dysfunctional. It's because other teams that have gotten rid of him haven't believed in him. This is his last chance. This is Baker Mayfield's last chance.
False hope.
All right.
I agree. On to the NFC West final division. Cardinals, Rams, Niners, Seahawks. This one is obvious to me, but I'll let you guys conversate about it.
Oh, boy. Obvious, what say you, Sebastian?
I mean, listen, here's the thing. Rams, I agree with what Dragonfly was saying the other day, which is that Stafford, there's kind of like locker room issues, apparently, like this is what his wife said. And I also just think like Stafford's not a guy who can really take a bad team. Right? Brock Purdy, he's young and inexperienced. I mean, I agree with you a little bit that like, that he's a good system. I'm going to pick the Niners to be second. So overall, and I think with the Cardinals, I mean, what a failed couple of years with everything that they've done, firing their coach after 1 year and then getting Rosen and then immediately next year drafting.
Cardinals are one of the three worst teams in the NFL.
Cardinals are so dysfunctional. I mean, that's just terrible. Well, the last, 5-10 years, Cardinals have just been completely.
Signing Kyler Murray to a long-term contract like they did.
Yeah,
Dumb.
So that's why I got easily Seahawks cruising through, gonna get that division spot. Geno Smith, very good. So the Seahawks are gonna be great this year. We got a lot of great players. I really like who we drafted. We bolstered up the offensive line. We got some receivers. So overall, I'm gonna go Seahawks, Niners, Rams, Cardinals.
Okay, I'm gonna chime in here. I'm going Niners, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. But I only think one team makes the playoffs, and that's the Niners. Wow. I think the Seahawks are overrated. There's people that have them picked to go to the Super Bowl. I think Geno Smith, you know, that one, it's 1 year and done for him. Last year played great. This year, wheels come off. So I'm a believer in the 49ers because of the head coach and the system and the players. And I think everyone else terrible.
Wow.
The NFC is just so weak. And again, it's a quarterback league. I like Matt Stafford. His career is over.
I think Matt Stafford is Jay Cutler, but with a good coach with McVay, so that got them the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
But I don't think anything more than that. I think it's over for Stafford.
That's fair. The Cardinals obviously aren't even worth discussing. I will throw one thing out there. It will be very interesting if Josh Dobbs plays well, and then they bring Kyler Murray back, and he's terrible, and they're going to put pressure on to get rid of Kyler Murray.
No, dude, they're playing the finish last and draft Caleb Williams to save face with their fans. It's like, okay, I know we signed Kyler Murray, but we just drafted Caleb Williams, so get over it.
Which is exactly what they did a couple years ago when they drafted Josh Rosen and never gave him a chance, and then got Kyler Murray to save face. It's the same thing. I mean, there's just a cycle of dysfunction for the Cardinals.
No, the Cardinals are tanking before the season has even started, period. Yeah. Gannon is a joke. He should not be a head football coach. That is going to be a disaster.
Totally agree. I just want to make a point that Josh Dobbs may play better than Kyler Murray, and I'm going to suggest that when Murray comes back, there's going to be a quarterback controversy. It's the only thing I'm interested in. The Cardinals will undoubtedly finish last. I agree with the legend again, actually. I think the 49ers are a system team. I think Purdy's going to play poorly. I'm not certain he's going to finish the season as the starting quarterback. They could go to Darnold. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Can I say something? We were talking about dysfunction going on with the Cardinals. I mean, the Niners drafting, using their number 3 overall pick to get Trey Lance, and then doing absolutely nothing with him for years. I understand he got hurt, but they never gave him a chance at all after that. And then putting him third string just to trade him for a 4th-round pick. I mean, are you kidding me? The Niners, whoever made those decisions should be fired.
Listen, everybody agrees that that was idiotic. The fact of the matter is, just to finish my thought, is I do agree with the legend. The 49ers will win this division. The Seahawks will finish second. And I completely agree that, unfortunately, and look, I do think the Seahawks quarterback is a good guy, Geno Smith, but I think he's done. The Seahawks will finish a distant second, miss the playoffs, and then the Rams third and the Cardinals last.
Seahawks, I will save this and I will send this as a recording to you when the Seahawks win the division and maybe even win in the playoffs. They will win this division, and I promise you that.
This podcast is about making bold predictions. So I'm going to make a bold prediction, and that is that the 49ers, that's correct, the 49ers, at the end of the year, will not have Brock Purdy as a quarterback. It won't even be Sam Darnold.
Okay. All right.
They will make the playoffs. The Raiders will not make the playoffs, which will allow one of their owners to play and be the quarterback for the 49ers, and that is Tom Brady.
Interesting. Okay.
They will talk him out of retirement to play for his hometown team.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know that the 49ers, do you know who they contacted to play for them in the playoffs last year? Anyone? I'll give you a hint. Ex-quarterback for the Chargers. Anyone?
Oh, Rivers.
They tried to talk Philip Rivers out of retirement last year to be the quarterback for them in the playoffs when they were down. So why wouldn't they try to bring Tom Brady, hometown Tom Brady, to be the quarterback in the playoffs?
They can try. Brady's not in retirement.
I like the bold prediction, but it's not going to happen. All right, we gotta wrap this up. Let's finish off with two more questions.
Okay,
we gotta wrap it up because I gotta run.
I know it's an hour. It's an hour long. I got two more questions. First question: who is gonna win the MVP? I'll start with the legend.
You know, I guess you gotta pick someone who's not obvious. I'm gonna go with Herbert as the MVP.
Herbert?
Yep.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Only because I like him and I root for him. You know,
okay.
I get to watch him a lot here on the West Coast, and I think he's a good guy who is held back a little bit by the head coach. And I think he's the kind of guy who can overcome it. And I hope he has a massive year and shows off his arm and talent beyond the East Coast bias.
Okay. What do you think, Dragonfly?
The MVP will be Jared Goff.
Oh, I like that. That's a I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Going to be a quarterback. Like... this is going to be a breakout year. Jared Goff will be the NFL MVP.
That is the worst. I'm sorry. Oh my
god. Hey, bold Jared predictions. Bold
so says the guy who's Jared about to say. So says the guy who's going to say Baker Mayfield next. But right. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying Baker. I think that he will win MVP one day. It could be this year. But that's not who I'm going to pick. I'm going to say now, I really, really, really want to pick Jalen Hurts because I love Jalen Hurts. But that was my pick last year, and I was right. So,
no, you weren't.
So well, I said he was going to be a great player. So I'm just saying that now my pick this year is really close between two people. But I will say, and I have a lot of confidence in, it's Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow, he...
Wow, you're really going out on a limb.
Well, I thought you were going to say Saquon Barkley.
I thought you were going to say Joe Namath.
No, I listen.
All right, Joe Burrow. That's fine. That's okay.
Joe Burrow. But and here's I'm going to lead this into the next question. All right, the final question. I think Joe Burrow will win the MVP. I think the Bengals will be the number one overall seed in the AFC. I have a lot of confidence in the Bengals. And you know, but I do not think that they will make it to the Super Bowl. I think that here, and I'm going to ask you guys your Super Bowl predictions. I will lead it off. The Super Bowl will be between the Bills and the Eagles, and I think the Bills are going to win.
Okay. All right. Who's up next?
Go ahead, Dragonfly.
That is preposterous. The Dragonfly can see farther than others. I don't know if I told you why I've been called the Dragonfly, but if you didn't get that, go back to the beginning of the podcast. Double D is able to predict with very high confidence that the Super Bowl will be between the AFC – and the NFC champion.
Oh my gosh.
Champion Detroit Lions. And the Detroit Lions will win the Super Bowl this year. It will be Goff against Rodgers in the Super Bowl. Both teams are hungry. They're poised. They've got experienced quarterbacks that know how to get them there. They've got explosive offenses. They've got excellent head coaching. It will be the Jets and the Lions in the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Lions might sneak into the playoffs, but I mean, the Jets are just like a show. That's like for the NFL to like get ratings. I mean, people are going, Rodgers. I mean, are you kidding me right now? And then the Lions, they're not going to win in the playoffs. First of all, you said learn how to win. You think the Lions know how to win? No one on that team knows how to win. Okay, so listen, no, that's going to be both of those teams that are not going to make it past the wild card. I can say that for a fact.
No, that's why you're not Double D. Hey,
okay.
Last I checked, you're on a Dragonfly. But
I'm gonna play repeat on a Super Bowl scenario several years ago, but it's gonna be 49ers over the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, and it will be the Bengals over the Bills in the AFC Championship game. I call it 49ers Bengals in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction.
49ers, Bengals. Okay. Yep. I mean, the Niners are just completely, I as the Dragonfly would say, preposterous. I mean, the Niners, I mean, are you kidding me right now? The Bengals are not a bad pick. I really wanted to pick them to the Super Bowl, but I think Josh Allen is going to be able to take them down in the playoffs.
And I'm going to take it a step further. 49ers over Bengals, Brady over Burrow in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Heard it here first.
Ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God.
Heard it here first.
Wow. All right. He has the script. He has the NFL script. He has the script.
That's good stuff. All right. I like it.
And so everyone knows, I will be watching it in person, have my Super Bowl tickets in person in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Brady over Burrow, period.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to an episode of Sports Talk with Sebastian. This is the Legend and Dragonfly. Any closing thoughts?
Sure. My closing thought is I am – you can contact me at my personal email address, doubledwinner.outstanding, if you want to get in contact with me throughout the season for any further commentary.
Wow. What about you, Legend?
I'll just say we're a hard pass on that. And as always, I'm right.
All right.
Well, let's get it on
to the hour-long special. I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Can't wait. We're 51 minutes away. Let's get it on, boys.
Yeah. All right.
Get it on.